Would you rather spend 1 hour covered in 1,000 spiders or 1,000 snakes?
Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present unto you a family-friendly Would You Rather question, and then we answer that question, and we hope that you will debate it with your family and do the same. This week, we continue our Halloween creepy, spooky questions with the Would You Rather you heard at the top of the episode. It's Would You Rather spend an hour covered in 1,000 spiders
or 1,000 snakes.
Oh, difficult choices. Gentlemen, can we jump into these creepy, crawly answers? Ello, would you rather spend an hour covered in 1,000 spiders or 1,000 snakes?
Spiders? Yeah.
You're going to let 1,000 spiders the size of my fist crawl over your face and your body? I guess I just added the fact that the spiders are all going to be the size of my fist. Is that how you pictured it?
No.
Wait a minute. Are you thinking you're going to get 1,000 daddy long leg spiders to crawl on you? That's still creepy for the record, but I think I could handle that a little easier.
Plus,
tell me why you picked this.
I'm going to cover myself in like 12 blackout blankets, and then I would fall asleep. So I wouldn't even...
You're going to sleep the whole hour knowing that there's 1,000 spiders crawling on you?
I would just forget about it.
I don't think you... I think you overestimate your ability to block out the fact that there's 1,000... You would feel it. I'm going to do it to you. Here, close your eyes. Close your eyes. For the audience listening, I'm going to use my hand and I'm going to simulate what it would feel like for Elodin to have 1,000 spiders crawling on him while his eyes are closed. Okay, are we ready? Here it goes. Wait, these are very fast-moving spiders. Okay, I'm actually just trying to tickle him. You really think that you can handle that? I would actually be...
I said I would put to a blanket so I'd hardly feel it.
A blanket. So you'd be covered up, but you'd still feel that pressure. I think 1,000 spiders would... You know, a single spider, I don't think, weighs very much, but 1,000 spiders would weigh a lot.
I'd have it so one spider crawls across me at a time.
Are you going to control the type of spider that it is?
Yeah,
definitely. Because what if some of them are black widows and some of them are brown recluse and some of them are, tarantulas?
Daddy long legs.
That seems like a cheat way out. 1,000 daddy long leg spiders. Wait a minute. Didn't you tell me once that daddy longleg spiders are actually the most toxic?
No. They're venomous when they're put together, but they have teeth that are thinner than paper.
Oh, so it's hard for them to hurt you. I see.
But if you boiled 100 of them and drank it.
What if all 1,000 of them crawled into your mouth? Oh, I guess you're covered in a blanket in your scenario. Ender, would you rather spend an hour covered in 1,000 spiders or 1,000 writhing, slimy, hissing snakes?
You make the snakes sound so much worse.
Let me try this way. Would you rather be covered in 1,000 delightful, happy, friendly snakes? Or 1,000 creepy, crawly, hairy, venomous, wicked, vile spiders? It changes it a bit, doesn't it? So wait, spiders or snakes, my friend? What are you
going to
pick?
I'm going to, and I actually did think of this. It's not my idea from him, of covering myself in a blanket.
You are such little cheaters. You are taking all the fun out of this creepy endeavor. I think we should answer this as if we had to let them crawl on our skin.
No way! What do we do?
No way!
That's why it's a hard question. If you are listening out there and would you in Rathercast, would you rather land, I think you should consider having to let these creepy crawlies be right on your skin, and especially across your face. Now, you can decide whether yourself, whether you are willing to endure that, whether they would be venomous spider or snakes and poisonous spiders. That's a whole different level of commitment. But so your thing is you would wear like some kind of blanket or shirt and then you'd let spiders crawl on you. Is my understanding?
Except not spiders.
Oh, you were going with the cover up, but you're going with snakes. Now, tell me about that calculation. Why did you go with snakes over spiders?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just because.
First of all, what if an anaconda goes on you? They could wrap up and.
Ooh. If it was 1,000 anacondas, I think you'd be crushed by the weight. Those things are huge.
Yeah.
Don't pick anacondas. Whatever.
I'm choosing not venomous spiders.
Snakes.
Snakes that are super small.
Tiny little garden snakes that are not venomous.
They're going to be so much heavier than a spider.
I think that's true. But still, I think even 1,000 like garden variety milk snakes, the kind of snakes I grew up with, the kind of snakes my cats would occasionally bring to the front door. I'm not kidding. They actually did that. I had outdoor cats growing up. They would sometimes bring frogs and snakes and squirrels.
Dead garter snakes?
Yep. The cat, they were expert hunters.
How would they?
Pandora and Furry Face. Yeah, no, they were good. So, okay, so you're going snakes, you're going spiders.
Uh-huh.
Now, as you know, I have a long-standing arachnophobia. I don't handle spiders well. I handle them a little bit better than I used to. But, I mean, even now, you two are fully aware, there is a size threshold where I won't squish a spider. I will vacuum it up instead.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little. I don't fault spiders for doing their job. You know, there is a spider that hangs out in this very room now, and I see her sometimes up in the corner, and I say, "I see you. I know you're catching bugs for me, so I'm gonna let you be." But then the spider crawled out of the corner and directly over my head. And I was like, you're starting to get into my comfort zone, spider. I don't know if I appreciate this.
Where is it now?
The spider is thankfully out of view, although that would have made this episode extra spooky if we could have had the spider crawling right behind us on cue on camera. That would have been cool. So I think, much like another episode, I should pick spiders because it might help me get more in touch with the arachnid community and help me get over my fear.
Good idea.
To be fair, I'm not super thrilled about snakes either, though I did grow up with a boa constrictor when I was younger. And my dad had a snake. But that was, you know, in a cage and everything. A boa constrictor.
Did you get to carry it?
Boa constrictor is probably like the length of this couch. Yeah, I would hold it sometimes.
Did you like to?
I didn't love to. It was not my favorite thing. And then years later, after Alfred the snake, that was the snake's name, Alfred, had died, my dad hung on, because, you know, snakes shed their skin occasionally when they grow, you know. Mm. And I would occasionally, like, be looking around the basement shelves, and I'd find snake skin. And I'd be like, ooh. Alfred's snake skin snuck out at me. So I'm going to choose, I don't think I can handle any. I'm going to allow one out of the 1,000 spiders to be a tarantula, just because I'm going to really push my limits. And the rest of them are not allowed to be venomous, because I don't want to die.
But are tarantulas venomous?
Yeah, but I think they're relative. I mean, I think all spiders are relatively docile. I don't think they want to hurt you. So I'm going to meditate. I'm going to take deep breaths. I'm going to get through the hour with 1,000 spiders.
And then you're going to clamber out there as fast as you can.
Well, then I'm going to, I don't know, how do you remove 1,000 spiders? Do you just go and shake them off? Because then they might, the ones that want to bite you, they might want to bite you if you start shaking suddenly. I think you have to calmly stand up and like let them.
There would be a spider.
Oh no, it's
expert.
Just like, there. Since this is our fantastical scenario, an alarm would go off and all the spiders would be like, all right, hour's up. Let's get out of here, fellas. And all the spiders would just crawl away. And they would punch the clock as they left until they get their next shift crawling on someone else. So that is it. We went spider, spider, snake. Gentlemen, any other thoughts about creepy crawlies and spiders and snakes for this episode of the Rathercast? We are good. Well, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Rathercast. We're so glad that you joined us today. If you have any thoughts about today's episode, please send us an email at therathercast@gmail.com. You can learn all about the podcast at therathercast.com. And we would honestly love it if you would send us your ideas for an episode or two or three or ten. We would love to see what ideas you have for interesting, thought-provoking, mind-bending, would-you-rather questions.
Mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing, would-you-rather questions for future episodes. Please send those our way. You can comment in all the places or send us an email to therathercast@gmail.com. So thank you. This concludes our Halloween season of creepy crawly episodes. And we will catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Oh, you left him hanging out there. Oh, Helen's asleep over here.
I have to be dead.
Thanks, everyone.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.